Whoever has made his wealth the 2 feet of Gauranga, that person knows what is the essence of Bhakti Ras. Into whose ears enter Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sweet pastimes, his heart becomes fully purified. Whoever takes the name of Lord Gauranga, within such a person arises love of God, and I congratulate such a person. The eternal pastimes are revealed to those who cry on hearing or contemplating the qualities of Lord Chaitanya. Such a person is eligible for devotional service. Whoever accepts that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally perfect goes to personally associate with Krishna. Who knows that the transcendental land of Gauramanda, the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, is Chintaman, of the same quality of Vrindavan, then such a person resides in Vrindavan. Whoever drowns in the waves of the ocean of Gaura Prema Ras, which I'll leave untranslated, such a person is an intimate associate of Radha and Madha. Whether one lives at home or in the forest, in other words, if he's a grihastha or a sannyasi, if he calls out, Ha Gauranga, Narottam craves his association. So, we can see that. It's the last, I believe in the song, but it's the last of Narottam's songs listed there. Vrindavana Ramasthan. In his early youth, Narottam Das ran away from home, ran all the way from Bengal to Vrindavan, and desired to live there forever, but was sent away. The order of Guru was to go and preach in Bengal. So he always aspired for, always hankered for Vrindavan.